This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Did you see this headline, Steve? Starbucks respectfully asked patrons not to bring guns to stores.
Yeah.
Are they kidding me?
Well, don't you know coffee's going to protect you there?
If a Starbucks is immune because of the coffee there, then, well, your office place must be immune as well, because don't they have coffee in most offices?
Yeah, that's right. And what you do see, if somebody pulls out an AR-15, the weapon of choice of mass gunmen, then you just offer to buy them a cup of latte with some sprinkles.
I can't believe Starbucks has the chutzpah to say such a thing in such a timely fashion here.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they ought to go back to just serving coffee for maybe $1.75 a cup instead of trying to gouge people for all that crap.
And look at their symbol. You know the symbolism of their symbol?
Isn't it kind of like the Procter & Gamble thing? You know, is that where it comes from?
From what I understand, it's the goddess of Atlantis. Atlantis. No T at the end there. I don't know a tremendous amount about it, but now they're no longer writing their name, and they're just the symbol. Folks, if you're just joining us, I was telling our co-host Steve Starrs here about the chutzpah that Howard Schultz has issuing a public letter to, quote, respectfully request customers to refrain from bringing guns into his stores. It's not a flat-out ban, according to them. Enforcing such a prohibition would potentially require our partners to confront armed customers, Schultz said. So don't expect signs discouraging firearms or employees asking gun-toting patrons to disarm. But the policy change, announced less than 2 days after the shooting, it shows the chain distancing themselves from what Schultz called its misinterpreted reputation as a champion of open carry, a law in many states that allows individuals to display guns in public. What a schmuck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why they would want to make any kind of political statement at this point. I don't think it's conducive to their overall appeal. And I, for one, will consider not going there just due to the fact that I feel like that's something that's none of their business. You know, they should serve coffee and they should serve the public. You know, who's going to actually walk in very deep into a Starbucks and want to shoot a lot of people? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Listen to this. Do you know anything about this Schultz guy? Well, I did a quick Google search on him. Howard Mark Schultz was born to a Jewish family on July 19th, 1953 in Brooklyn, New York. He's the son of an ex-U.S. Army trooper and then truck driver Fred Schultz. So his father was in the military.
Well, see, that's Jewish Starbucks then.
Jewish Starbucks. Yeah, I'm not sure that matters, but I was just reading you word for word what they were saying here. Or maybe it does matter. It depends what your views are. All right, folks, it's the Bob Tuscan Show. Got a lot to get to in this first hour. In hours number two and three, Loren Murray, nuclear scientist and researcher, will be joining us. And she has a lot to get to. She was supposed to come on earlier in the week, but has been dealing with quite a bit of electronic harassment, the same type of harassment that this guy, whatever his name was, according to many sources, was a victim of. And, you know, Steve, last night I didn't talk about it, and tonight I'm not going to talk about it as well. I'm keeping my pledge from Monday night where I said that we would talk about it that night and you would not hear another peep out of my mouth in reference to the elephant in the room lately.
You know, I think you should move on because the rest of the news is, I mean, there's such big economic news today, up to date at this point right now, that, I mean, this is, it's like when it rains, it pours, as we say out here in Colorado. Sure. We're still getting over the floods. We have as much area flooded out here as the state of Connecticut now. There's about 35 bridges washed out. People, there's hundreds of homes out of there. Just in our neighborhood alone, there are people who are no flush orders, and those are the ones who have houses left. But anyhow, I'm not going to drag that out because people have seen a lot of those pictures on the news. The stuff is horrific. It's just another big part of this whole thing. And, of course, these people don't have flood insurance. There's no flood insurance out here. Right. They have fire insurance. When the fires burned the forests and things like that happened, and they sprayed all of that retardant on the flames, which came down in the rain and down in the streams and is heading your way, friends, if you're out in the middle of the country. Sorry to say that. It's hitting us all. Enough said about that. Let's get on to some of this economic news. I mean, it's just absolutely blowing up right now.
And it all has to do with our friends, well, not really, our enemies at the Federal Reserve. Republicans in the House of Representatives set today a plan that ultimately could avert a federal government shutdown on October 1st, turning a later battle over the debt ceiling into the main event in the conservative struggle against Barry Sotero's health care problem. But as everybody, I'm sure, has heard by now today, Ben Bernanke, are we officially calling him Helicopter Ben Bernanke, Steve?
Yeah, he's been officially Helicopter Ben for a long time, and now I think he's Helicopter Squadron Ben, you know, because it's gone from, like, the stimulus packages, TARP, into $45 billion and now $85 billion a month that we're throwing into this thing to buy back their own bad debt. That's all they're doing. They're just kicking the can down the road every time they go through one of these quantitative easings and every time they extend the debt ceiling. I mean, friends, we're not getting out of this. It's just getting deeper. This is a flood of debt. Everybody knows that. But the reality is it's not being solved. And go ahead with that story, Bob, because we'll get to the rest of this concerning Obamacare, concerning the government shutdown. If they decide to do this, it's going to be a showdown, friends, at the budget okay corral here. The Republicans who want to stop Obamacare are demanding that Obamacare be defunded. We can talk about the virtues of that. We could also talk about the very dangerous ramifications of that, because the Democrats will hold the government budget hostage to keep this doggone worthless program with Obamacare alive, even though the majority of the Americans are against it. We can't afford it. You know, Bob, I'd like to buy a luxury cruise liner, you know, but I can't afford one. You know, the bottom line is we cannot afford Obamacare. It's going to cost us jobs, and it's not going to work. But they're going
Maybe your friend Larry Summers can help you buy one of those ships.
Oh, yeah, but Larry just backed out today. Larry's not going to be around to help us. Well, I mean, after all, he was the genius who helped take down Glass-Steagall. Now, this is long before even W. Bush, friends, where they deregulated the banks and allowed all this Mickey Mouse to start there. Glass-Steagall was his doing.
And his buddy Geithner.
Yes, and they all planned, and he was going to come back through the revolving door and be the Fed chief thief, you know, the head of the Federal Reserve. But he's all of a sudden discovered that people have recognized and remember him from days gone by and past, and he says, this is going to throw the Obama administration into a lot of trouble if I try to step up and take a hold of the Fed, leaving Ben Bernanke with his parachute and Larry in the helicopter. So he's backed out. That's a pretty big story in itself, but I'm glad to hear that that's happened. Who knows who will be next? But where do we pick this up? I mean, there's still, Bob, they're not going to be able to fund Obamacare, and they're not going to be able to pay for it. And yet they're going to hang on to this thing at the threat of allowing the Republicans to shut down the next kick-the-can bailout, lifting of the debt ceiling as it's coming up here. We got 47 million people on food stamps right now. A lot of people on Social Security, Medicaid, they say they're not going to touch that. But where's the money going to come from? How are they paying it right now? You know, they're already dipped into all that stuff so deep. So, I mean, a good portion of our economy, whether we like it or not, our GDP is government money. That's what's the only thing that's keeping the patient alive on the operating table here, Bob, is the stimulus that keeps coming in from the government, kicking a can down the road.
Crazy. We're digging ourselves into a bigger hole here, and everybody celebrates as if this is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and it's really the same old. It's only leaving us more vulnerable for a real collapse. Buckle your seatbelts, folks. This is not going to end pretty.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Crying HIV porn star, I love how they're calling them HIV porn star, says the outbreak of HIV infection shows that testing performers for HIV, which is kind of a misnomer because the HIV test It's not really an HIV test, but she says that testing for the supposed HIV shows that and other diseases every 14 days is not sufficient. I guess they get tested every 14 days when they should in every single moment so that more of them can be lied to about their fake diagnosis. Anyway, Steve Starr, the co-host, is the filmmaker at AIDSfraudvideo.com, HIV equals AIDS, fact or fiction, and we've tackled this issue quite a bit in the past, but we won't get into that right now. We want to talk a little bit about Dow and the S&P and the recent upswing. We should be celebrating tonight, Steve, or should we?
Yeah, you would think that this is great news, the Dow hitting this new high, and the S&P 500, of course. Now, if you understand, the Dow has 30 major companies. They just dropped a few. I think Apple was dropped just recently, weren't they? And they always pick and choose the companies that have the big, big performances and, you know, are doing well. And they stock this thing full of aces, you know, and then they parade it around, the Dow, as some kind of indication of the economy, which really it isn't. The S&P 500 isn't even really that either, but it's closer because you have 500 companies here. The S&P 500 hit 1725, which is a record. But, you know, if you go back to 2000, right before Mr. Bush and 9/11 and all that, the S&P was doing much better as well, almost as well. There was the high 1600s, early low 17s bouncing around in there at that time. And then it kind of came up in 2007 a little bit. But over the last 10 or 11 years, the S&P 500 really hasn't moved up that much. And so setting a record for it is maybe good, but it's not like it's ever been, you know, stellar in performances. Meanwhile, you know, we see that all these people seem to be making money on Wall Street, and 55% of the American population, the working public, says that, you know, they don't expect themselves to be moving up, and they're dropping down below poverty lines. We've got 47 million people on food stamps right now. And, you know, all of this so-called good news and kicking the can down the road, which is, like I said, what they do before. Every time they institute another quantitative easing, or they extend the debt ceiling, because that's, you know, the two have to work hand in hand in order to keep this thing going. And they're in a real fix, because if the Fed were to allow interest rates to come up, which is what's been kind of happening by the private banks, if you've noticed recently, and the housing market particularly has gone up a little bit and continued, if they were to raise interest rates, it's going to have international economic cataclysmic effects. So this is how deep we're in with this whole international banking swindle scandal, Bob, at this point. And I mean, it's like there's no way you're going to stop this waterfall eventually. The further it goes down the road, the worse it's going to be. The collapse is inevitable. But they're going to buy some more time with another quantitative easing move, which sent the stock markets up. I like Webster Tarpey's idea of taxing the revenue at 1% on Wall Street. Have them put just something back into the system, a little bit. Bob, speaking of Starbucks, when you went over there last time and you bought your Starbucks coffee, how much sales tax did you pay on a cup of coffee?
I don't know that I've been to Starbucks in years, Steve, but let's say I had. How much did I pay?
What's your sales tax here in Florida?
6%.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're paying sales tax all the time for minor things, but they're not paying any of this in Wall Street. With about $400 to $500 billion in volume, trade volume every day at 1%, that would be about $4 to $5 billion to go into things like education, to go into things like helping people establish, you know, even in the situation of the housing market, you could get some of these people who are right on the bubble,
right,
and get them back into a stable situation like the Home Loan Corporation did years ago and actually made a profit. The one of few government programs that kept people in their houses, kept the market stable, and it made a profit. Why didn't they do that long ago? As we pointed out, Bob, remember, we were on the air when this first thing, they were talking about 2.5 to 3 million homes in foreclosure, and they needed $700 billion. And where did that go to those homes? No, it got sucked up by the international banks. You know, if they'd have just spent half of that, $350 billion for, what, $3.5 million, I think it's something like $100,000 each. Now, some of those properties should have been bulldozed. They're crap. I mean, excuse the expression, but they're places that, you know, it's urban renewal. You've got to get rid of some of that stuff. But a lot of
right.
people could have been set up in a situation. They could have stopped that cataclysmic home foreclosure thing that never, you know, I mean, it turned out to be a disaster. Anyhow, I'm talking.
By the way, Steve, I was distracted here by Schultz. We were telling the listeners about him, who's the CEO of Starbucks and the former owner of Seattle Supersonics. He's supposedly worth $1.5 billion. Not bad.
That's a lot of beans.
Not bad at all. Yeah, exactly. But listen to this. Speaking to CNBC in February of 2009 about his concerns over the global economic crisis, Schultz said that the place that concerns us the most is Western Europe, and specifically the UK, and which he considered to be in a spiral, expressing concerns that the levels of unemployment and consumer confidence in the country is out of control. An official comment from Starbucks read, "It is a difficult economic situation in the US and around the world. Please be assured that Starbucks has no intention of criticizing the economic situation in the UK. We are all in this together in a global business. As a global business, we are committed to each and every market we serve." And then listen to these awards that he's received. You ready?
I'm ready.
In 1998, Schultz was awarded the Israel 50th Anniversary Tribute Award from the Jerusalem Fund. Excuse me, for, quote, playing a key role in promoting a close alliance between the United States and Israel. Very interesting. He's a wealthy lobbyist for Israel. That sounds a little fishy. And then, Steve, on top of that, in 1999, Schultz was awarded the National Leadership Award for philanthropic and educational efforts to battle...
AIDS. No.
So this schmuck is involved with two of the causes that are near and dear to our hearts, that's for sure. But not in the same way, of course, is for him.
Yeah, no, I don't mean to make light in any way a tragedy, but did you hear the story that Pierce Morgan received from Pastor Rick Warren, CFR member, Pastor Rick Warren, and his purpose-driven church program in his megachurch, talking about how he forgives the guy that sold his son the gun which his son used to shoot himself, right? And so now it's very subtly he's coming online again. This is another guy that's been very big in supporting AIDS in Africa programs that are basically funding all kinds of pharmaceutical outlets to give people DNA chain-terminating drugs who are starving in very poor parts of the world. You know, that's not Christian. Okay, and as a matter of fact, it's another lie. But speaking of AIDS, you know, this is a story too, and he's been very big on this as well. Another one of those people, you know, the people who listen to this buy into the simplicity of, oh, we're helping people with AIDS. No, all you're doing is funding a $350 billion fraud and feeding people toxic pharmaceuticals that destroy DNA. That's all you're doing, and you're locking down on the international health control grid all kinds of bogus tests and meandering science that will never go anywhere, and you're going to pay for it when the price comes to you having to have this kind of health care, and you're going to wonder where that money went. 350 Bs, when you're lying there looking at the broken, cracked walls in some place with a terminal disease, and there's a minimum wage employee that's supposed to serve you something, and it isn't there that day.
Oh, yeah, we've taken it on again and again. Hey, Steve, I was talking with Josh Rubner before tonight's show. Do you know who he is by chance?
No, his name sounds vaguely
We had him on a while back. He wrote a book most recently called Shattered Hopes, Obama's Failure to Broker the Israeli-Palestinian Peace Deal. And he's the president of the center there. I'll tell you about that in just a second.
The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, like I said, in hours number 2 and 3, Loren Murray will be coming on. So we'll go ahead and open up the phone lines for the next half hour. If you would like to join Steve and myself, feel free to call us toll-free, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we'll talk with Fred in Michigan. Hey, Fred.
Hey. I love Steve and Webster's idea about Wall Street giving back, you know, after defrauding and extorting everybody for so many decades. But I think Herman Cain has the right idea. You know, the 999 guy, I think it should be 9% tax on the Wall Street transactions. And, you know, they didn't see it very wise that they should help out the, you know, the American people who have been, you know, responsible for bailing out the Wall Street bankster gangster. So I think it's time that they do their fair share.
Why do we need a tax at all?
On Wall Street.
Why do they need to be taxed?
On their electronic transactions, because that's a privilege. The profits they're taking. Look at the derivatives market. Look at the credit default swaps.
Well, I have no doubt that it's out of control, but is taxation the answer?
Well, I think it is, though, Bob, because remember the IRS, or as its formulation and foundation, was intended to tax corporations. That was really where it was going when it was first passed. I mean, and it's like you said, you know, look at what all the money they have sifted out of our pockets, and they don't pay anything. They don't pay anything back into the system, nothing. I mean, and, you know, Fred, this is a situation, even with a 1% tax, they would squeal like pigs over paying 1% on a sales tax. And I'll tell you the reason why. They say, well, don't you realize that's our profit margin? I mean, if we buy $500 billion in shares of AT&T and then turn around and sell them for $501 billion and we have to pay a 1% tax, well, we can't play with big money and make our big, you know, commissions on these things because we really don't have the money we're using to buy these stocks. So we can't really pay real money in taxes. We're just skimming off the tiny percentage off the top. I mean, this deal like that is maybe only good for, you know, like I said, $1 billion. And we have to split that up 100 ways. And if we had to, you know what I mean, if we had to pay a 1% tax on that profit, I mean, you know, that would just cut into somebody's pocket too much. And they'll squeal like pigs over 1%. And so this is the whole point. I think your point is excellent, though, Bob, what he says. And that is that these are the people who are making all the money with the big financial holdings in mutual funds that Larry Summers allowed the banks to get involved with. They're the ones who have taken all this money. These are the people we've bailed out over and over and over and over. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America. These are just the Federal Reserve companies, but there's all kinds of other foreigners. And they're not putting anything back in. Nothing. They're not paying any. We're paying 7 cents, 8 cents, 9 cents, a dollar on a dollar. You know what I mean? 7 or 8% for sales tax. They're not paying anything, and they're stealing all the money at the same time. I'm just throwing that in.
Hey, and the other thing, guys, I want to plug Phyllis Schlafly. You probably have heard of the incident in San Antonio 2 days after Sandy Snook, and this off-duty lady police officer took a guy down, didn't kill him, but took him out of commission. And this woman ought to be celebrated. She ought to be commended as a heroine. Okay, she saved a lot of lives, and it was in a theater in San Antonio, Texas. Why? You know, the only place I've heard this is on the Phyllis Schlafly report. You know, on your commercial breaks. And so this guy at Starbucks, if he really wanted to, you know, celebrate America, he ought to be, yeah, I don't know.
Can we call it Star Schmucks from now on?
Well, that's good. I guess. Maybe.
I mean, he comes from a Jewish family, as do I, as most of our listeners know. Call him Star Schmucks.
Okay, well, I mean, if the guy really wanted to save face, he would put this woman in charge of security at the very least of all of this Starbucks operations.
No. Star Schmucks, Fred. Star Schmucks.
And this is what we need, you know? And then think about it. If we tax Wall Street at 9%, we could take a portion of that money and start setting up civilian marksmanship training programs so that we, the real people, can take care of the criminal elements in our own locales, you know, because even the Supreme Court, according to Gun Owners of America, they're not legally bound to protect us. They're legally bound to come and clean up after the fact, I guess.
Yeah, it's about all they do.
So, man, I mean, and then you're talking about the nuclear lady coming on. There's this guy, John Hutchison, out of Canada. And he's got a technology, I think it's a Tesla technology, which he proved in the aftermath of the BP disaster in adjacent waters because the BP people wouldn't allow him to do the amazing feat in the epicenter of that disaster. So he proved it in the adjacent waters, a technology that totally transforms polluted water to a pristine, purified state within hours. Within hours. John Hutchison out of Canada.
Oh, I mean, these are the kinds of things that are happening out there. You know, it's absolutely it.
All right, well, thanks for the call, Fred.
There's so many.
Steve?
Oh, I was kind of getting carried away when I was thinking a little bit of the things that Dan brought up here. Not Dan, but Fred. And, you know, I mean, I'm not sure 9% would ever go with the Wall Street gang. Even 1%, like I said before, they'd squeal like pigs. But the bottom line is the taxation program is so far out of balance that all the working people are carrying all the weight, and all these freeloaders from the Federal Reserve have been getting away with this for now coming up on 100 years. So, I mean, this is a monumental moment. But, Bob, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, we're 50 years from the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We've had so many false flag operations and murders all throughout these years. RFK, JFK, MLK, OK, Oklahoma City, OKC, 9/11, anthrax, Deborah Jane Palfrey, you know, how many different people, Sonny Bono, John F. Kennedy Jr. We have just seen so many things happen, 17, 18 trillion dollars at least stolen from the American public recently, and they've got us hooked into this mega gambling system called the derivatives market that Fred brought up, you know, which is nothing more than a place where these people can play on the big board with money that doesn't exist. And that's why they can't pay any real tax, because if they did, the profit margins are so small on these things in terms of the percentage, but the money is so big in terms of fabricated wealth that, you know, they can't pay anything real, and they won't. Look at MF Global. Look at what Corzine did. You know what I mean? Gambling with all those people's money. And then Jamie Dimon probably called him up, Bob, and says, you know, John, you came up a little short on the big board. You know, we're going to have to kill you unless you find the money to cover your bets here. And he's saying, well, I don't have any. He says, well, what about the maybe $3 billion you've got in MF Global? He says, well, that's other people's money. He says, I suggest you steal it. Meanwhile, we'll play golf next week after you get the money. Talk to you later. You know, I mean, this is the kind of thing that happens with these people. These are mafioso, big time. I mean, white-collar crime beyond anything we've ever seen in any time in human history, 100 years after this mess with the Federal Reserve was created. So, you know, so many stories out today, of course. You know, I mean, now Bernanke is going to fly the helicopter for a little bit longer, throw some more money around. We can't afford Obamacare. The Republicans are saying that they will demand that it be defunded. I mean, how long can we pretend like this thing is going to last? And then Schumer was on the news tonight, you know, downplaying all the disastrous insanity of the idea of a few Republicans controlling the speaker's forum there and deciding that all Republicans are going to vote against extending the debt ceiling until Obamacare is defunded. Well, I mean, you lose in either way. If the Democrats hold us hostage by refusing to let go of this failure program that should have never gone into effect in the first place, what are the Republicans going to do? Let all the people on Social Security and Medicare who they say are not going to be affected do without their checks? Defund all the government places where the money that flows into the GDP, which is a big part of the government budget, keeping this economy alive? Shut it down? I mean, we're being held hostage here economically. And then we have the war in Syria. The war in Syria to come along, too.
I think, well, Steve, there's a lot on the table here, and we're being distracted by one thing after the other. It's not time to watch Dancing with the Stars unless you've done your due diligence on everything else. We'll take some more calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Well, coming up in about 15 minutes, Loren Murray will be joining us. She is a lobbyist and expert on the issues of radiation and public health. They call her a conspiracy theorist here on Wikipedia, but heck, that's Wikipedia. They say she's specifically advocating against the use of depleted uranium ammunition. She worked at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, where she was appointed a citizen member of the City of Berkeley Community Environmental Advisory Commission in 2001. Murray describes herself as a whistleblower on nuclear weapon research and states that her 2000 visit to the Peace Museum at Hiroshima and Nagasaki changed her life. Her efforts are focused on educating people about the negative impact of radiation on health and advocates against testing of nuclear weapons. And most recently, she has been doing a tremendous amount of research on the Fukushima disaster, which continues to be a real story, a real piece of news here that lamestream media, for the most part, is not giving it enough attention. Now, we don't want to talk about doom and gloom here, but folks, it's important we understand what's happening with Fukushima, and we will do so with Loren Murray in, like I said, about 10 minutes or so. But first, Steve, what do you say we take some final phone calls this segment?
Sounds very good. And, you know, I'd like to know where people are listening to us too, Bob. If you have anybody out there listening to us on the ether, on the air, AM, FM, or on satellite, you know, hey, we'd like to know where you are, and we appreciate all of our affiliates, all the
sure,
people out there.
Sure, just call in and tell us, hey, Bob, even if you have nothing to say, just say, hey, Bob, I'm listening to you on 95.7 or wherever you might be listening to us on the Internet. I'd love to know. So call us up, 800-313-9443. That's 800, troll-free, 313-9443. And Steve, we'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Mike. What's up, Mike?
Oh, all sorts of signals are in the air, unofficially or not. I sometimes put you guys on the local media outlet that I have belligerently occupied.
Only sometimes, though, huh?
Huh? Well, only yeah, sometimes. I mean, you know, certain, mainly weekend evenings. That's where I first heard you was on Saturday night slot. But, yeah, some weeknights I put you on. I check our network schedule, and oftentimes they'll repeat same.
I feel like you didn't just hear me on my Saturday night slot, Mike. You used to call in when I was on my weekday slot.
Yeah, I did. I did both, but
well, we appreciate that, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, thank you.
Well, Lorraine is going to talk about being electronically harassed. I had that.
How'd you know she was going to talk about that?
I think I heard you mention it.
And she's
it's
been harassed quite a bit.
It's very personal for me because I had to deal with about 14 years of it, and I don't really know exactly why it stopped, but it was kind of a reverse bugging where I suspect somebody in the DEA was sending me the audio of a bunch of the areas of the state and around the country somehow that they were bugging phones, and I think it was meant to be an intimidation tactic. I initially thought it was a glitch, but I had a couple of weird coincidences happen where I was talking to a lady across the street about it whose name was Becky, and I walked over there after I had gotten the phone audio from a woman walking around in a Walmart in Georgetown, I think it was, in Kentucky. And her name was Rebecca, and the girl's name at the laundromat was Becca. And then after I went back over to my studio, and a few minutes later I get a call from a Rebecca in Florida, and it was her kid playing with the phone, and I made her call me back. You know, she's like, my husband works in law enforcement. Don't you ever call here again. I said, well, you called me. You know, I said, your phone dialed me, and I saw all I wanted to know is you to check your phone and make sure somehow or another your baby playing with the phone dialed me, which would have been ridiculously astronomically improbable. This kid would playing around with the buttons would dial a 10-digit phone number, you know. and the mom's name was Rebecca. So, I mean, it's just that's just astronomically improbable, I think. I don't know how to calculate the odds of that. But I had just finished telling the girl across the street, I said, I think even your cordless phone, and when it's on the cradle, might be able to listen to the audio in here. Even though we're standing 10 feet away from it, they can do noise cancellation and stuff. Because these calls that I heard had some weird compression to them. It didn't sound like somebody had just pocket dialed me. You know, with their cell phone or something, they sounded like they had the audio was coming through a PVC pipe often.
Yeah, like the notch filtered your voice and
well, the audio of these phone calls. It wasn't me. You know, you know that they were listening to, but it was like they were intimidating me because I'd talked about this and they said, "Look, how powerful we are. We're listening to everybody." And I've figured out ways to call these people back and tell them what they've been doing for 20 minutes. I've got numerous people that said, "Yes, we'll take out affidavits that we didn't call you. or your fax line, and I can't get any reporters to talk about it. Even now that all this Edward Snowden stuff has come out, I've yet to see really anything that exhaustively talks about how vast this is, that they're able to vacuum up all of the audio of phones when they're off. You know, I know they can. They prosecuted some mobsters about 10 years ago, and they let that cat out of the bag that they're able to turn on microphones by remote. My contention is the data stream is there all the time, and that these phones are recording and or transmitting the audio when they get enough signal. They'll phone home, and there's enough memory in some of these smartphones to record days of audio without interfering with the phone's functions.
Did you have any smart meters or anything like that at that time?
Anything no. Like, you know, nothing like that? No, we still have at the studio where this is occurring, we have meter readers that still subcontract with the electric company to come up and physically look at the meter and read it, punch it into a little thing that they carry. So, no, we don't have smart meters yet. I think they're coming. I know. I think we've got one where I live, but on a rural co-op. I know some of the rural co-ops have installed them.
Yeah, so now wasn't this fellow Aaron Alexis talking a little bit about, you know, being harassed electronically and what is part of his, you know, overall series of complaints about his, you know, psychological condition?
You know, Japan debuted stupid pop machines and vending machines probably a decade ago that broadcast into your head where you walk past the dang thing and it says, hey, have a Coke and a smile. You know, they can do this. They can broadcast sound into your skull. This is not a new thing. I think it's probably been, well, yeah. It's been commercially available over a decade. Pop machines in Japan debuted a decade ago.
Yeah, we've seen demonstrations of that. We absolutely have. You know, that can be. I think Jesse Ventura did a program like that where somebody.
Well, he actually physically had to put something on him. I think that,
right.
You know, they used to sell these things called a bone phone. It was actually a radio you could drape over your shoulders, and it transmitted this radio audio from FM radio through the clavicle into your bones, I guess. But this is different. I think they, he claimed it was a microwave weapon that was broadcasting voices in his head or something crazy. But, you know, it's not that crazy if you can look up the patents where they've patented these devices. How crazy is it, Dennis? Just because you're paranoid, it doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
That's what they say, yeah.
As the old joke goes.
Exactly right. Yeah, well, turns out this shooter, I guess, was being harassed in a similar fashion.
Yeah. They can, you know, there's devices known to be able to do that, so.
Yeah, maybe when your guest comes on later on, if you're still with us, you know, Mike, you can call in. And
I might. I'm interested in what she's been experiencing because I've got notes about some other stuff on Facebook. Of course, social media is very easily exploitable, and people can be diminished and obfuscated and things disappear. I mean, you know, if dead people are liking stuff on Facebook after they're dead, I mean...
Oh, that's scary. Jeez, coming back from the dead to like something. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. And stay tuned. Loren Murray is coming up. Steve, we'll see you on Friday night.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. All right. Good night to all, and I'll be listening in. Next 2 hours are going to be Dynamite Bob.
Thanks. Yeah, it should be good. Loren Murray coming up next.
The Bob Tuscan Show.